name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On the theory of evolution, Father Manuel Carrera stated, "It is necessary to take into account that it is one thing to talk about evolution, and another about how and why evolution occurs. That evolution has occurred is not denied. Considering the data, whoever denies that obvious fact is not acting rationally. It is clear that there has been evolution. How does evolution occur? First of all, let us ask ourselves, how did life appear? And the answer is, nobody knows. Not where, not when, not how. There is a way of speaking that sounds very logical, which is to say that if there are the right elements in a primitive pond, and these elements may be produced in the atmosphere by electrical discharges and other factors, then life will occur spontaneously. That sounds very logical until one examines it in detail. A biologist said, "I am going to give you an even more positive situation. I'm going to start with a jar of pure water, and I'm going to put a few million living cells in there. Then I'm going to use a blender and break up all those cells. Then in that liquid will be all the elements necessary for life. So now you sit down and wait for a living cell to form. It doesn't form. So it is not enough to have all the elements necessary for life to form. It is similar to saying that I have all the letters of the alphabet in a sack and waiting for a poem to form. It will not form on its own." That is why one of the very famous physicists who studied the subject, Sir Fred Hoyle, commented saying that life, the first cell, appears by chance, is the junkyard and hurricane theory. He gave the following example. You have a junkyard, a field with hundreds of pieces of plastic, iron, and metal, with screws and all kinds of things. A hurricane comes, stirs everything up, and leaves a jumbo jet ready to fly. Who believes it? A cell is more complicated than a galaxy, much more complicated than the entire Milky Way. Is there any calculation of the probability that DNA is formed by chance? Yes, there is a calculation. A few physicists have done it. The calculation says that there would be a probability in a number that is written with a 1 followed by 126 zeros. So that we realize what that number is, know that the number of elementary particles that are calculated to exist in the entire observable universe is 1 followed by 90 zeros. You would have to multiply that number by a trillion of trillions, and then maybe there would be a probability in that number. And what is the probability that the human genome will be formed by chance? A probability in a number that is written with a 1 followed by 12 million zeros. These are calculations made by scientists, not by philosophers or theologians. So to say that life must appear spontaneously, as long as there are a few suitable chemicals in a puddle, is not to have an idea of what you are talking about. The first problem that the theory of evolution does not solve is why life appears. There have been scientists who, giving up, say, life must have appeared in some way that we do not know, in some other place in the universe, and it came to us from there. And naturally, that is not answering it. The second problem is how does evolution occur? Due to genetic changes. Those random genetic changes must produce new functioning organs. Then the environment comes into play, and the ones with an organic mutation that allows them to better survive in a given environment are the ones that survive, and the others don't. First, what is the most elemental life form that exists? A single cell. Have single cells disappeared when there were new, more complex forms of life? No. For 3 billion years, all life on Earth was just microbes, single cells. Each of us still has more microbes in his gut than there are human beings on the entire planet. so the most elemental forms of life have not disappeared. Then there were living things with a hard outer shell, clams, sea snails, trilobites. Have those disappeared when the vertebrates came? No, they still exist today. Have the beings without a skeleton disappeared when those with a skeleton appear? No, they are still there. The environment is the same sea for a jellyfish, for a microbe, for a clam, for a sardine, for a shark, for a whale. Why in the same environment is there such a variety of forms? Which is the best adapted to the environment? They are all equally adapted and very different. From a logical point of view, we need to recognize that the organs have a function, that they have some kind of purpose. The eye is not understood if it is not to form images. The heart is not understood if it is not like a suction impulsive pump to send blood through the body, and so on. But science cannot speak of finality because it can never prove that it exists or that it does not exist. Therefore, those who say that science shows that there has been a purpose in all this evolution are just as wrong as those who say that science shows that there has not been. We are only justified in speaking of chance when we cannot give a reason, but chance is not a physical force. Can chance be measured with an experiment? No. Can chance be put into a mathematical formula? No. Chance is just a more cultured way of saying just because, but it doesn't explain anything. That is why science has to recognize its limits, which are very obvious, especially in vital evolution, and it cannot deny what it cannot experience, neither in a positive nor in a negative sense. Science also cannot explain the transition from non-intelligent life to intelligent life. Why? Because for a scientist, matter is defined by its operations. Matter is everything and only that which acts by at least one of the four recognized forces: gravity, or the gravitational force, electromagnetic force, strong nuclear force, and weak nuclear force. And the only thing these four forces can do is modify matter. Can any of them explain a poem? No. Can any of them explain that I have freedom to decide what I do? No. Can any of those four forces explain what I think? No. Then don't tell me, says Father Manuel Carrera, that due to the evolution of matter, man appears spontaneously with intelligence and freedom, because none of the activities of matter explain that. In the same way, saying that intelligence appears spontaneously when there is enough brain goes against everything that is scientific data. The deep problem is that science itself cannot explain the human spirit, which cannot come by material evolution. Matter only gives matter, and no scientific data has disproven this. Whoever says otherwise has to explain how this step from non-intelligence to intelligence occurs, and nobody has done it. Computer science is sometimes spoken of in an equivalent way, and it is said that a computer already has intelligence only with electric currents. It is sheer nonsense to say so. What is a computer just made in the factory? It's a brick. There has to be someone to put an application on it, and the application makes sense to the one who puts it on and to the one who learns to use it. But it doesn't make sense to the computer, and the computer still doesn't know what it's doing, and it does not have any interest in doing so. That is why, as a great physicist said, a computer is just a very fast fool, and there is no such thing as artificial intelligence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.